Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one fresh page of Talmud each day. And on today's page, Bava Metzia 13, we learn a lesson we could all use just about now. Suppose, the rabbis kick things off by asking, suppose you find a shtar, or promissory note. It doesn't contain any hard guarantees, nothing like pay me the debt or else I own your home type of stuff, just an agreement between two sides. And suppose you're not exactly sure who owned the shtar at the time it was lost, and therefore not exactly sure to whom you should return it. And anyway, because it doesn't make any promises of real estate-backed guarantees anyway, it's kind of useless. What should you do? Enter the rabbis. The Gemara asks, if the document has only the value of the paper, they teach us, let the finder return it to the debtor to cover the opening of the debtor's flask. Back in Talmudic times, you stored food and beverages in clay vessels, and most of those came with tops that kept whatever was inside fresh and clean. But the flask was usually different. It was, Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz, the great Talmudic teacher and interpreter, taught us, a smallish clay vessel with a narrow neck and small opening used for storing stuff like wine or oil. And because it was so commonplace, it didn't come with a stopper, which meant that people used whatever they could find as an alternative. How is the story relevant to us? Two numbers come to mind. 100,000 tons, which is the amount of solid waste Americans produced in 1960, and 300,000 tons, which is the amount we generated in 2018. The number keeps on rising, growing faster than could be explained simply by looking at natural population growth. Why so much trash? The answer is as simple as it is searing. We live in a disposable era, and we're much more comfortable chucking something in the garbage the moment it stops working and paying $10 or $20 to buy a new replacement on Amazon than we are to take a moment and try to fix things ourselves. Because so much of the stuff we consume has gotten so relatively affordable, we don't think twice before flipping the lid on that trash can. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, for example, 30 to 40% of the food in the United States of America today is wasted, costing a staggering $310 billion in wasted food that we could have used to feed hungry people. And instead, we just stack up in landfills for it to rot away and generate greenhouse gas emissions. It's easy to get prickly when hearing a lecture about global warming or climate change, in part because these lectures sometimes come from folks who deliver them from aboard their very environmentally unfriendly private jets and who are quick to ignore the offenses of real violators like China and instead put the burden entirely and solely on American citizens. I get all that, but none of it matters because in today's daf, the rabbis give us a much more manageable, much more practical, much more human-sized, and much more charming way to go green. Bluntly put, it's this. Everything has some use. Before you throw it away, take a minute and think. This shtar here, for example, this nice thick bit of papyrus that is no longer a meaningful legal document, should I put it in the trash, or might it have a great second life as a nice stopper for a flask? Look around your house, and I'm sure you'll find plenty of objects just like these. A bit broken and a tad useless, but just waiting for a spot of ingenuity to come along and give them a second lease on life. Here's hoping we take the time and make not only the planet, but our lives too, healthier. This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/takeonenewsletter.
Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramucci, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butney, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.